Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I like to think that podcasting has advanced broadcasting, and it's taken us to set it back. We're actually doing this show with the windows open.
Oh, yeah.
So if you hear the sounds of the street, it's because it's a window open Friday.
Oh, I like it, though. I like the breeze.
It feels great.
The city. I feel like we're really embedded now.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's the second consecutive day.
I went
day
to the Rite Aid across the street. It's like a Shangri-La compared to the CVS. The CVS is like a homeless shelter.
So nice.
Is this your first time there?
I've not been there yet.
Oh, it's amazing.
Rob, if you go in there, you're like, man, this is what it should be like. I'm never going back to CVS.
Does it feel crowded? I don't like that a grocery store feels crowded.
No,
sometimes.
It's a pharmacy, one. So, two, it has more than you could ever imagine because it goes back deep.
All right, do they have grocery items? Because, you know, this CVS has grocery items. And, you know, I hate to sound like I'm the champion of CVS because they've never really treated us like anything except dicks.
I saw an employee from CVS shopping at Rite Aid.
Did you really?
Walking out.
Are you sure they're not a spy?
Oh, there could be a mole.
What are they doing with their Russell Stover stuff?
They can't compete. They just absolutely can't compete because what that looks, that is a five-star dining restaurant compared to a trashy Bojangles.
Okay, but what about... Okay,
Atlanta, Maryland.
Let's say if you are shopping at the Rite Aid,
yes.
Where do you park?
Well,
see, that's where CVS has got you.
Yeah, but really,
well,
for us,
well,
I don't care about everyone else.
Well, have you ever?
No. good point.
It's all about us. So, you went over there to buy your Red Bull and stuff? Do they have your Perrier?
Well, the thing is, how do I explain this?
How do you?
Okay. At times, when you walk in CVS, because they're always restocking and stocking, at times it looks like there's a robbery in progress.
Yes, always. Mm-hmm. Always.
Because there's things on the floor, you got to walk around bins.
Yes.
When you walk into
Boxes,
Rite Aid,
crates.
You know they're open for business, and anything you might have, for example, we want an HDMI cord, something goes wrong here in the studio, we used to have to go to True Value.
Right.
Right? Now you walk across the street and you get one there. Mm-hmm. By the way, if my belt broke for some reason, they sell belts too.
Wow.
I walked around the entire store, went through every aisle. Even where they sell the cough syrup and the cough drops.
Yes.
That aisle at CVS is like a third world nation, right? I feel like I'm getting sick when I'm walking through that aisle.
So you actually, the end justifies the mean. If you're not ill, you go there, get ill, and then you're there with the medicine.
When I walked into the Rite Aid aisle, I was like, wow. I feel like I just got a vaccine. Everything is nice and clean. I just got a flu shot. I walked right through this aisle.
All right, now here's the thing where you really can sell me on it.
Yes.
Do they have living clerks?
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They have no
self-checkout.
I hate the self-checkout.
And I didn't have a Rite Aid card, and usually I hate getting cards.
Like rewards cards?
Yeah, I sat there. I said, I'm going to give you all my info. And I did the ROFO a bit. He had a nice line. She goes, are you 65 or older? I said, today I am. And she laughed like it was the first time she heard it.
Wow. She'd heard it before.
From me.
From ROFO.
I want to take... every ounce of energy we have on this program that we've put on CVS for the free parking for the 3 years.
Yes.
Now that they tow us for. I want to take that and push that energy towards Rite Aid.
Is there any chance that this is the first nail in the CVS coffin? Could this put this business out of business?
This is going to push CVS to remodel. Remember.
There's no way.
This CVS rose from the ashes. There was a fire there not 6 months ago.
And they had it open in two days. Yeah, looking better.
Yeah, we were here and there was smoke billowing out of the CVS and we said, oh, there's a problem. And they said, no, there isn't. We're going to get a crew in to clean everything up with some white spray paint and we're going to pretend like there was no damage.
I remember the fire department went in and caused $200,000 worth of improvements. Am I right, lady?
They are going to have to remodel this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But in order to compete with this Rite Aid. And by the way, could you turn up my volume or my gain? Something has happened in the last iteration of the program.
There you go.
Okay. Better. Yeah, now I can hear myself. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. You're not missing anything.
No, no. It was. I thought it was me, but then I realized, is it because of the windows are open?
I think it's changed the dynamic of the room a little bit.
Just a little more gain. I know you hate me.
No, I don't hate you.
Yes, thank you. All right.
I think that CVS is going to have to do an ROI investigation because they're going to think...
The ROI is that when you walk into CVS, now there are no lines. You know why?
Because everyone's no one's right there. Yeah, exactly. Yes. But it's, can they fix it? You know what they'd have to do? They'd have to put in their first step. They'd have to put in a real cashier, and that's money.
Oh, no. People suck. No. It's just your affinity not to deal with... The machine's quick and out. You get in and out. While I enjoyed talking to the lady at Rite Aid, I miss... The quick checkout, don't have to deal with anybody.
Yeah, same here. They take forever at that place.
Forever.
But you know what? The quick checkout doesn't work when the machine is broken.
Yeah, these CVS checkout machines, they don't take cash anymore on any of them.
Who uses cash?
Well, sometimes you got to use the cash.
Rob and I do for parking.
All the time?
Every day.
Oh, now you're crying me the violin about parking? I'm sorry, guys.
Crying the violin.
But as long as the studio's on this side of the street, Rob and Pony aren't going across the street to the Rite Aid.
Ah, lazy.
No, Pony goes.
I remember that.
Yeah, Pony goes all the time.
My way in because I park across the street.
Because he has to pay.
That's the reason we got towed in the first place, by walking up the ramp.
Now I think everybody's hot on the mics.
Thank you.
No, we're on fire. It sounds too hot. Do you listen to the show while you're actually on the show?
Actually, Oscar, I don't. Maybe I should. Maybe that'd be a good thing.
No, really, honestly.
I do, absolutely. I just turned Rob Ford down because he's screaming.
All right. But you don't do it until I say something.
No, I did it before you said it.
Oh, I saw
your
hands.
How are you with sequencing? Because I said it that I turned him down, and then you said, it seems like everyone's hot.
Can we go back to the parking?
Yes, I wish you would.
Are you guys bitter that you have to pay for parking?
I'd rather not have to pay for parking.
It's $55 a week.
But I've never said a word.
It's tough. You haven't said anything.
No, I haven't.
Pony, why do you think we have to pay for parking now?
Well, because we kept parking illegally.
Yes. And why?
I'm not saying they're doing the right thing, but it's still
But we got caught because you three, everybody, except for me, you made it obvious by walking up and down the ramp.
Well, actually, I think the reason that it was caught was people that have really, really specific looking automobiles were parking there every day.
Yeah, the Chrysler.
Pony. My car looks like a Hollywood extra. No,
your car is a Hollywood extra.
It's
what
so
film?
Vanilla.
And what 90?
It is a 1990? Generic car.
No, it's not. It's got the big stickers.
Much chrome.
My son is an honor roll student.
I don't have that.
That's true. Or you have Smartsville Elementary or whatever's on there.
Smartsville. No, I think that it is probably.
And you've got an Elvis sticker.
Did something just fall from the sky?
It did.
What happened?
The dust. Ugh. We finally got a breeze.
Oof. God, I thought it was good.
Soak it up.
Hollywood snow.
Spring cleaning time.
It looks like 1980s in here. Looks like we need to cut a line.
That was a Christmas special.
Yeah.
Jeez. It's all snow.
It's all snow. But anyway, I would say that the most obvious frequent violator is a car with a spoiler.
Huh?
Big spoiler.
Big spoiler.
Something you could find in Free Willy.
Yeah, it was a spoiler alert. And that's why we're having to pay the money. And let the record show.
Yes.
I never said a word. It's all this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor mouth.
Now he's got dust all over him.
Yeah, just increased his weight by 2 pounds. All right, let's start this show. We've got stuff to talk about.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Let's think about this for a sec, Ted. Why would somebody put a guarantee on a box? Very interesting.
Go on, I'm listening.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee in a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue sniffer? Build a model airplane, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. He sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee on the box, then?
Because they know all they sold you was a guaranteed piece of shit. That's all it is, isn't it? Hey, if you want me to take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed, I will. I got spare time. But for now, for your customer's sake, for your daughter's sake, you might want to think about buying a quality product from me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Oh, that's...
What?
Richard.
What were you doing?
Going over some documents.
Where are they? Geez, I don't see them.
They're in my briefcase.
Richard, were you watching Spanked Revision?
Okay, then, let's hit it.
Maybe you were watching a movie with that funny comedian. Oh, what's his name? Buddy Wackett?
All right, then, let's get some shut-eye.
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Good for her.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Couldn't tell you.
Richard, who's your favorite little rascal? Alfalfa? Or is it Spanky? Sinner.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
I'm so mad about this dust.
Yeah.
We Windexed this whole place yesterday.
So much dust.
Horrible. Horrible. From a previous civilization. You know where it all came from? The CVS.
That's right.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the dustiest city in the world. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on the air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, hey, you do too.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Blue Apron. You know that room in your house with the sink and the oven, all that good stuff, the fridge. It's called a kitchen. You should get into your kitchen. And you know what gets you into the kitchen? Blue Apron. My wife is, as we speak, as I'm talking to you right now, she is in the kitchen making her Blue Apron for me. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again and again and again. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store and no more takeout. No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze. How about seared pork with spring potato radish and sugar snap pea slaw and sesame sweet potatoes? Or spiced catfish with paella-style rice and a creamy saffron aioli? Heaven on a plate. Right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really. The first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
Superb. Superb.
It's the dust.
It is the dust. The dust killed us every
time. Dust bunnies.
You know what's exciting?
Little rascals.
Little respect revision.
Chesh.
Sinner. You know, every now and then you get hit with a fact that just lays you out flat.
Yes.
You had no idea this could
Some
possibly
breaking
be.
Breaking news.
Horribly, just, I couldn't believe, we're three interns deep today, which is a pleasure. We had Mac, we sent him home. Mm-hmm. But we also have Maddie, and we have Rob Ford. And Rob Ford, who's sitting in with us today, just in passing, when he's sitting down, says, hey, by the way, if you want to talk about something, me and the girl, we're giving it another try.
Yeah, and when someone does that,
yeah,
before you record a program, it's not just like a gold that you found or uranium just sitting there waiting to be harnessed and sold to the masses.
Yeah,
when he says that, there's actually not a roller coaster of emotions, but I'm conflicted because
there's so much to process.
Because one, I've had personal one-on-one conversations with Rob Ford.
Right.
And I look at him as someone like a little brother, right?
And we've
actually a cousin. Pony's more like a little brother. Rofo's a cousin I care about.
Maybe a step cousin.
So I would say this, that as soon as he said that he is giving it another go with his girl.
Right.
I was excited for the show.
Oh, yeah. It's good news for the show.
But I was disappointed to hear that from a personal perspective because I know that he's just setting himself up for another world of hurt.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you do not know the backstory, first of all, shame on you.
Shame on you.
But we did an entire, I would say, if not an entire, 85% of a bonus show was dedicated to this relationship. Would you say that's about right?
That's about right.
Yeah, and you really laid it out on the line, and it was a thrilling story.
Yeah, there was weeping, there was battery.
There was stammering.
There was a lot
of stammering.
A little too much detail in the stories.
What was offered, if I can just thumbnail it.
Please.
Is that you had a, what was it, about a 5 month relationship?
About seven.
Seven months. So both
odd
numbers.
1 month was a break.
That's right.
Correct. Yes.
And so
let's call it six.
So for half a year, he dated a young lady who was perhaps more eager to advance the relationship than he was.
Yes.
He had his heels dug in. It wasn't going badly, but he always had in the back of his mind, Rob, correct me if I misstep here, you always had it in the back of your mind that she was sort of a back burner safety plan.
Yes, that was the term that was coined. However,
she was okay for right then.
Yeah.
However, what happened? I ended up falling for her.
Yeah, he fell for her.
But after the messy breakup, which involved 90% of the 85%, after the messy breakup, we found out that he was the back burner dude.
Yes, that was the... That was the real, the twist and the surprise, that the entire time Rob thought he was too good for her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She actually thought that, and she knew that he was too good, that she was too good for him.
She had been fostering a crush on the neighbor.
Yeah.
That's okay,
let
right.
It go. Let it go.
And the neighbor was not related to her, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Much right. older.
Much older.
Better shape.
Yes. And also a guy
who shorter.
Sometimes said, the thing that I remember for some reason is he said, I'm bored. I think I'm going to take a ride.
Yes.
He's the kind of guy that killed time by driving around. So when we left it, he was a swinging single dude.
Yes.
And then you drop it in our lap. You're giving it another try.
Yes.
Where do I begin?
How did you two reconnect? Because last we heard, she was getting dicked down by the neighbor.
Yeah.
Can we say that? I don't know. Okay.
What happened was she had, after I'd found out all the details, there was radio silence.
Yeah,
probably.
Because you asked for all the details.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's fair.
That she had consummated the relationship not a day after you guys broke up.
Correct.
Yes. During, which was maybe also during a break, right?
Yes.
Yeah, multiple okay. times.
The headline, it was being called breaking up, but the description was that of a break.
Like in Friends, you were on a break.
Yes. We were on a break.
But she moved on quickly.
Yes.
Sure. You know what? It's always good to have a backup plan.
Yes.
Like if a spot doesn't play.
So.
Yes.
How long did it take for you two to reconnect?
We broke up the end of February.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the bonus show. So bonus show is recorded a couple weeks after.
Yes. A couple weeks after, right.
But that's awful fast. That's awful fast.
Mm-hmm. And
you're
it
right.
took 2 weeks of her being with the new guy to realize, wait a second, I'm with the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she actually opened up the conversation first and started kind of texting me little things.
Kind of texting you or texting you?
Light texting, I would say. Light texting back and forth.
Oh, light texting.
Light texting.
I thought he said like texting.
Light texting.
I see. What is a light text?
She would occasionally text me like kind of trivial things. Basically, what she was saying wasn't important, but it was just an indication that she wanted to talk to me and open up some kind of dialogue.
Yes. Give me an example of the light text.
You know you have them.
I can.
Yeah, yeah.
Was, she never wrote two words. It burns.
No. Or the poop emoji.
Let me see.
Oh, so
yeah, I mean,
why did you have to go there?
You see, I don't know what goes on with them.
No.
Who knows?
Gross.
I know that was way over the top. Why did you say that, Pony?
I don't know.
Do you think the spot's gonna play?
Well, here,
I sure hope so.
Well, here is one thing that she
said. Hold on a sec. Whoa, Maddie's getting involved.
So I was glancing while you were trying to find. You have screenshots of the messages
for easy access of the show.
Oh no!
For easy access for the show.
Why do you screenshot them?
No. I did it for this show because I knew it would probably come up, so I wanted to be well prepared.
Oh, what do you really do? Tell us honestly. Why do you keep them? It's okay.
No, I screenshotted
the tree
them.
Of trust.
Like during that first segment, that's what I was doing on my phone.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Norman Bates.
All right. So what she said was over Christmas, I'd gone to Florida and I brought back some seashells for her. And
a-hole.
And what she said, what she texted me was, she has these hermit crabs, and she said,
and
hey.
Was the text, I really admire how frugal you are?
Just a nice little thing.
Thanks for combing the beach for these shells.
Exactly. Sure beats something you'd buy in a store.
One thing she said was, hey, I have these hermit crabs.
Are you sure she said hermit?
Positive.
Okay, good.
She said, they're getting a little bit too big for their shell, and I've remembered, oh, hey, I have that shell you gave me. And so I put it in the hermit crab tank.
Throw up. Okay, so she...
That is nauseating.
So again, trivial, but she wanted some kind of conversation
to come
up with.
You get excited. Yeah. You're like, oh yeah.
Not excited.
I got chills.
I wasn't quite sure what was going on.
Was that the first communication since the break?
Yes.
The hermit crab.
What was the advice all of us gave you, and probably your friends and family?
Run.
Run.
The other way.
Right. Yes.
Fast as you can.
Run far away.
Yes.
You dodged a bullet.
Yes.
Okay, so... You see that text. What do you do? Text it back right away? You don't even wait?
By the way, you know, on it. Hermit crabs will actually take up residence in tin cans. They don't. It doesn't need a shell.
Hey,
so it's not really a great thing.
Let's let him go down this path without stopping so much because it's going to take him forever to get through this story.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Please.
So she...
And remember, we don't need all the detail. Just the important parts.
All we need to know as of yet is that you've got a girlfriend and she's got crabs.
I waited probably a couple hours. Texted back. I said, oh, you know, cool. This is just something.
Okay. And what happened?
Well, you see, but here's a problem. And I hate to keep stumbling here.
Please.
Because he says, oh, cool. But that's not how she reads it in the text. She reads, oh, cool.
Yeah. That's probably the Kool-Aid guy. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's probably true.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back.
He goes busting through her wall.
So she says, so she talks more about her hermit crabs and then said, anyway, I just wanted to tell you that. Have a great day. And that was it.
All right.
And then another instance was she was going to Shamrock Fest, the concert, and she dyed one of her friend's hair green, and she was telling me about that.
Okay.
For Shamrock Fest. All again, right. Just like super simple.
Yeah, just keeping you in the loop.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Do you reply to the Shamrock Fest thing?
I think I said, have fun.
You think or you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Are you not looking at screenshots?
No, that was actually before those texts happened before when I started screenshotting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They no longer exist. So, they're gone with the ether.
Where does it get me? When does she turn around and say, I want you back?
Well, then she sends me a text late at night. I think this was probably Sunday night after the bonus show aired.
Okay.
She said, nice bonus show.
Oh, I hope she sprang for it. You didn't give her a password, did you?
No, I said, wow, I'm really surprised that you bought it. Or did you listen to the free promo?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, sadly, I bought it.
Oh, good. All right.
Wow.
She's a subscriber. I'll give her a little more respect.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is where the screenshot
is. Okay, here we go.
All right. So I said.
Daylight NBC, Keith Morrison. This isn't the end of the conversation. It's only the beginning.
She said, I listened to the entire thing, unfortunately. And I said, I'm glad you heard it. Do you want to say anything about it?
Oh, so you know
that scumbag.
You are now pushing it into trouble.
Yes,
it's like you've got your front two wheels over a cliff.
You've actually laid out your case, and you are the victim in this.
Yeah,
And then you said, you know what? Hurt me some more.
Hurt me a little
more. Tell me more.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead.
So I said. So she said, I was your back burner chick. You showed off.
Hey, she really did listen.
That is awesome.
She might have taken notes.
You know, you showed off personal pictures. You made it sound like I physically abused you. What should I say?
Didn't she hit you like a pinata?
Yes.
Yeah, candy came out. Yeah. Well documented.
Mm-hmm. And also, you invited it, though. Didn't you say, do you have more? Let me have more.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
And that's true.
Yeah.
But it was oddly sexual.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately not. But anyway. So I said, you know what? I was emotional and said some things. But I've said these things to you in the past. The backburner chick reference, that's a funny name. But by definition.
The truth.
I'm sure that she thought it was hilarious.
But you weren't cheating on her, so.
No. I will say. I wasn't completely perfect in the event of things as well.
Whoa.
Now, hold on. And you just bought yourself a second segment, and I think that's terrific. But I do have a question.
Yes.
When you told us the entire show, a bonus show story, you were perfect.
Yeah, you didn't mention any transgressions.
Were there severe and obvious missteps that you made on your side?
Let him answer this when we get back.
Yeah, you want to take a break here?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. We can just pause for a moment and collect our thoughts.
We're working with a sociopath.
Yeah, we are. Norman Bates. I'm sure it's fine. This, you know what the most creepy thing about this is?
I was going to let him live in my condo.
Oh, I know.
Thank God that didn't work out.
Well, no, he actually turned you down when he found out there was no crawl space.
No. Both of them, either of them would have gotten in a fight and burned that thing down.
I know, and that affects other people. That's the thing. If you're going to be screwed up, keep it to yourself. All right, stick around. We'll hear about the missteps. I'm so glad we came to work today. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to another episode of Nature's Minute, brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show. Today, we're in the jungles of Bolivia with Dr. Maria Garcia in search of Ara uninformicus, or the South American turncoat macaw, as it's more commonly known.
Escucha, escucha. Creo que uno está cerca.
Okay, she thinks we're close.
Este es el mírenme, estoy aquí.
That's the classic.
Look at me call.
El pájaro vuela por la selva, dejándonos saber que está acá.
The bird demands the jungle acknowledge its presence.
El resto de los animales no le prestan ninguna
atención.
But
the other animals don't seem to care.
Pero a Lara esto no le importa y continúa gritando sin parar.
It seems that the lack of a response does nothing to deter the bird from its endless squawking.
Al no recibir contestación, el ara empieza a demandar que el pájaro que quiera
Even though it got no
pareja,
responses, the macaw reminds potential mates to focus on fitness.
Él dice, tiene que estar apretado.
Apparently it's saying something like, keep it tight, if my Spanish is correct. Once again, we're not hearing any responses, which might explain why this species of macaw is in swift decline. Dr. Garcia, is there any demand for efforts to protect the species and possibly save it from extinction?
No.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Remember, to learn more about the amazing world around you, download the TMOS app. Things are always tight there. Ciao, ciao.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by XXI. Are you ready for the next totally addictive game from our friends at TM Soft? XXI is here, and it's your next challenge. Grab the free download for your iOS or Android device and begin. All you have to do is get a sum of 21 in every row and every column. Sounds easy, right? Just move the gems around the board until you find a solution. It starts off easy, but gets more difficult as you progress. There are 200 unique and challenging puzzles in XXI. Can you become an XXI champion? You can grab a achievements while you play, share solution photos with your friends, and look for your name on the XXI leaderboard. Plus, XXI has beautiful music, sounds, and retina graphics that will look great on your iPhone or tablet. It's free for iOS and Android. It's XXI. Like all great games, easy to learn, tough to master, and fun. XXI, another winner from TM Soft.
All right.
Yes, all right.
Thanks, Mike.
Welcome back. It is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are in the thick of this whole thing. Now, again, I seldom would say this. If you've not heard the bonus show with Rob Ford's story of his girlfriend, you may want to listen to it before you listen to this segment. Listen in order. Now, Rob, as we left you, you said there may have been a misstep, a transgression, something not quite kosher that you did in the relationship.
Yes.
Oscar?
Okay. So, I'm going to guess, because you're a skeevy dude,
yes,
that you either hooked up with a listener of one of these programs, A, or B, hooked up with one of her friends.
Oh, I was going to guess the latter. Okay. That was my guess.
There was no hooking up involved.
Oh.
There was no hooking up involved.
Oh. What would you do? A virtual reality thing? What happened?
Well,
the goggles.
Yes.
And the gloves.
You got a headset?
That's right.
Because for the first several months of the relationship where I thought maybe she wasn't permanent.
Right.
I had left my online dating account open and had continued to check in every now and then and message the occasional prospective other girl for what would possibly be next.
Was it Match.com? Was it Tinder?
OkCupid. Free.
OkCupid.
Yes. I like free.
Of course. Cheap and skeezy.
You're messaging the other... There was another girl that you... So you had two girls on the stove?
Well, I had the account open and I would occasionally go into like the matches or
but
or
was there
searches.
One girl in particular?
There was a few that got past, maybe past the just traditional, like, hello, how are you? And then the conversation dies, where we got into somewhat of a conversation.
Okay. Why did the conversations die? Because...
Well, look who's talking.
No, because if you're actively pursuing other women, I've known guys that have multiple girls in their
sure.
life, right?
Yeah.
You usually move forward and close with those women. What stopped you from doing that?
Being with my girlfriend.
Okay, so I would say that
it was almost kind of like teasing myself for what could be next.
Okay, sleeping with the neighbor though, it does not equal she did multiple times.
Right,
does not equal you just keeping your options open.
Well,
but has she made you believe, or have you made yourself believe that is the same type of, penalty or infidelity?
And then there's some other stuff, too.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Hey, before we get that, yes. I think what we need to hear is, since we have the luxury of having Maddie with us today, Maddie, I hate to drag you into this, but, you know, you can go home and wash
that
your
was
hands
an honest
compulsively and get yourself clear of this. If you were in a situation, and I don't think you would be the kind of young lady who would cheat, but... And you found out that your opponent in the relationship had left his OkCupid account open quite on purpose, Is that okay? Is it bad? And if it's bad, how bad is it?
They're not equal, but you shouldn't be trying to get back at her just for cheating.
It wasn't a matter of getting...
It's not a matter of getting back.
Things hadn't gone bad yet.
This was early in the relationship.
No, I mean, you're both in the wrong, so it doesn't really matter.
But they're not equal.
No.
Okay.
Fair. Is it forgivable?
Personally, probably not.
Ooh, thank you, Maddie.
Yeah. All right, so that's just one ace in the hole.
Yes.
What else do you have?
Yeah, so I probably texted more than just standard greetings back and forth and had like a prolonged texting conversation with, I would say, maybe four or five other women that I met on the site.
Let's say it's four.
Okay.
For your benefit.
Yes.
Did you give any of these four women shells?
I did not.
Were they sexual conversations?
They might have gotten a little flirty, but we didn't get into like full on cyber mode.
Okay,
good.
Right. One of the women I actually did go on a date with.
Oh.
And this date happened when things were starting to go south with my girlfriend.
Yes.
And basically I wasn't getting, because like I was saying, she always had a short fuse. She was always criticizing, nagging, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think your direct quote was, "She's not hot enough to treat me this way."
Seems to ring a bell.
Yeah.
It really does.
You tell her that one?
So I basically went on this date, really, and it, you know, it might sound weird, but...
No, up to now, nothing has, so I think
it was just so I could be with somebody, like have a nice adult conversation with, have mutual respect, and maybe she would laugh at a couple of my jokes.
Where did you take...
You wanted some attention.
Yeah.
You did. Where was the date?
We went to Clyde's and Tyson's.
Ah, okay, very good.
Oh, look at this guy.
Hiding in plain sight.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where we
Was it chosen for any reason other than the fact that it's just
cheap.
Clyde's?
Yeah. It was about middle location.
And someplace that the primary chick would never go to?
Oh, well.
Or know people that would go there?
You make $700 a month.
That's right.
How is it
after
possible?
After taxes.
Oh, thank you. After taxes. How is it possible for you to go to Clyde? That's like $100.
Gift card.
We didn't do dinner. We sat at the bar. We both had sodas and we shared some nachos.
Oh, that's so depressing.
Oh my God.
That is so depressing. Does she not drink?
She actually...
Not that night.
No, sir.
Well, no, she had actually...
We both shared nachos.
We shared nachos. How are you on jalapenos?
Sir, we'd like some more chips.
Do you offer refills?
Like I had showed up and I had gotten there first, so I had ordered a Diet Coke.
Yes.
And she showed up, so I was drinking a Diet Coke. I said, "Oh, thank God you're drinking a Diet Coke. I didn't really want to drink tonight, so I'm just gonna have a soda too." And I said, "Great, that's
great.
Fine."
Oh wow!
I said, set the table with the Diet Coke,
but you also know each beer is gonna be $12. So you're like, "Man,
yeah."
All right, it's fair.
Yeah.
How was the date?
It was fun. Nice conversation.
Yeah.
There were some laughs, but really it wasn't, I wouldn't say it was romantic at all. It was just a fun outing.
Celebrity she most resembles?
She was older.
What's older for you?
She was in her 40s.
Wow. What is your kink? That's awesome that you have an open mind to date an older woman. That's actually pretty, that would be a great setup for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But did you know that she was in her 40s?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're how
so
old?
So you actually were a cougar 25. And you were being hunted down.
Yeah.
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 She was the cougar. You were dating a cougar.
For the price of half of a Coke and 16 nachos.
Okay. So it's almost like you set it up. You're like, I'm going to be the young guy with the soda and nachos. And maybe this will get her going.
Well, and also maybe I want.
Were you wearing a bib?
No.
Okay.
But also, I think maybe when I did this, went on this date, you know, I think I wanted something just the complete opposite than what I had
then
because I was dating
22
somebody.
22 and crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted grounded in 40.
That's right.
All right.
With
do you
handicap
have like a mom
parking.
Complex?
What?
Oh.
Oh, my
God. Hold on. Let me do an instant
Please.
Replay of what that was. Do you have like a mom complex? What?
Who said that?
Yeah.
Who told you?
Yeah. I mean, you're fond of your mother.
As anybody is.
Do you want to be taken care of?
No.
You don't
want
to be a kept man?
No, but, not at all.
But see, I guess...
I don't have a pony relationship like he does with his mom.
That's healthy, though.
There's nothing healthy
What
about
I would
that.
Say that mm-hmm. is that as soon as you saw trouble, you looked for someone that represented your mom.
Yeah.
No, not somebody that represented my mom. The opposite of what I had right then and there.
Same.
And also, availability and the fact that she had responded to some of my messages, that's something that played a lot into it,
How do you entice... a grown woman that's probably well along in her career to say, I'm going to get to meet Rofo.
Yeah. What was the play?
I think I...
Did you mention the letters AARP?
I
40s isn't old.
Let's to be honest, I found a nice copy-paste canned message online.
Oh, no!
You scumbag.
She took the bait. And
where do you find...
What's
these
the
ma- these
wait,
exist?
Wait. What's the message?
I've deleted my account since I
okay,
I can't
but
pull
what
it out.
Where do you go to find it?
I Google searched good opening messages for online dating.
Oh, my
you
God.
Scumbag.
Let's just sidebar
you're
for
a
second. Yeah, you know, you're part of a creative industry.
Yes, but...
You make your living ostensibly talking.
But here is the thing. On the free dating websites,
yes,
regardless of how witty and great it is, they a lot of times they're not going to see the message.
What's the form letter? What does it sound like?
Let's see. What did I say?
You know what it is. Don't play coy.
I honestly really don't remember. It was like a few months ago.
Can you give us
for a mommy?
No.
What?
No, it was something like
Daddy loves Diet Coke. Yes.
I'll be a good boy.
I can never finish nachos by myself.
So I think something that I that was said was
is it the same type of form letter you use to meet your current girlfriend?
I think it was a different one.
Okay.
It was a different one.
Well, you know, you do different strokes for different folks.
So what?
The first one was, are you badass crazy?
Will you hurt me?
How do you feel about hitting men?
I think it was something along the lines of like, I think I assumed that the first date was already going to happen. And then I kind of like looked at myself and said, oh, hey, I guess we're supposed to develop like a social rapport first and like, you know, have a nice conversation first.
Oh,
you
so
know,
you wrote like an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. But you stole it from someone else.
Yeah.
Maddie, have you Googled such a thing?
I did.
And what did we come up with?
Nothing super interesting. I would never respond to anything.
Can you read one of them to us?
Sure.
Okay.
I just X'd out of the thing.
Hold okay. So you actually Googled an opening line. Have you ever? Would you ever?
No, because I feel like if...
Because online dating, it's a numbers thing. So if I have like an hour to kill where I'm like, all right, I'm going to do some online dating right now. Bam, 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 copy, paste, you know, maybe I'll send it out to like 50. I might get a response back from 3 or 4, and then that's a good place
Rofo's
to
Rofo's numbers game is 40 and up.
I have standards.
Yeah, me too, I would say.
Not to do that.
What'd you find, Maddie?
So the first tip is to have a compelling username.
Yes.
What
was your username?
It was Witty Username A.
Witty Username A?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's douchey.
Why did we even hire you?
It's douchey.
It is.
Yeah.
It's douchey and stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my favorite morning show.
What's another tip?
Yeah. Another tip?
If you're a guy, never ever wink. If you're a girl, wink away.
Do you wink?
No, I don't do the emojis on
okay.
the
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Only if he gets a piece of nacho in his eye.
Have a killer profile to back up your message. What's your profile?
What was your profile?
It was one of those profiles where I don't take anything seriously.
What was your opening line? Like the headline?
I think it said, I'm a Libra who enjoys long walks on the beach and candlelit dinners.
Oh, God.
Just something dumb.
Yeah, something dumb.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, we've gotten too far into this.
Yeah.
So you got it. You basically, this is the playbook. Rofo started a relationship, wasn't happy with the relationship, so he was pursuing other relationships
exactly.
just in case.
As he goes, yeah.
Right? And then you actually went as far as... to go on a date with somebody while you had a girlfriend.
Yeah, I had fallen for my girlfriend, but then that's when things started to go south, when she started kind of losing the interest. And then because she was losing the interest, I wanted to feel wanted, and so that's why I seeked out this other date.
We will button this up when we come back.
Yeah. That's when he secured the date with Helen Mirren. So, yeah, we will get back to that when we return. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Tracker. You know, we all live in an era of smart cars, smart phones, smart homes. Technology has made everything smart until you lose something, and we still do. I lose things constantly, but now I have Tracker. Thanks to Tracker, a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything, you can do it in seconds. I love Tracker. All you do is pair your smartphone with Tracker. You attach it to anything. It's just about the size of a quarter, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. And here's the good part. If you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker, tracker, say if you've got it on your keys or in your wallet, and your phone will ring even when it's on silent. So it goes both ways. With over 1.5 million devices, Tracker also has the largest crowd GPS network in the world. So your lost item will show up on a map even if it's miles away. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off of their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS.
I can't wait to get to the end of this.
Thanks, Mike.
So, you're dating Helen Mirren. Yes. No, that you just did the one date with her, right?
One date.
How did that end?
It was fine. It was cordial. We hugged at the end of the date, and then we both went our separate ways.
When you hugged, who let go first?
I think I did.
Oh, okay.
To be honest.
You wanted out, and you wanted to get home.
Yeah.
There's some beautiful women in their 40s.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm married to one.
Were you attracted to
the... She was attractive.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was attractive.
Why didn't you pursue it further?
Guilt. A lot of
guilt. Okay, a lot of guilt.
A lot of guilt.
It's probably seemed like a better idea... While you were planning it, and until you got there,
did she write back to you?
What do you mean? Did she write back to me?
Did she pursue you afterwards? Both ways.
Occasionally, she would just say, "Hey, how's it going?" Like through text or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then
she knows how to text. That's not too young for her.
No.
Okay, that's
no.
Nice.
You gave her the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay. So
no habla.
All of this, you go out on a date while you're in a relationship. You claim you wanted attention, so you seeked out another woman.
Yes,
that's what I saw. I'm sorry. That's what. Girls do.
Yeah.
Right? That's what little girls say to when they cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you find out that your girlfriend doesn't want to be with you and she's now on the break sleeping with her neighbor.
Yes.
Right.
When do you decide that what you did and what she did is A-okay and you can get back together?
Well, so the night she texted me about Great Bonus Show.
Yes, which was the Sunday after it dropped, which means, you know what?
The timeline is irrelevant here.
The one thing that is relevant here is that means she heard about it somehow and listened away.
I think it's important. That's what I mean.
She was checking up on me because she was wanting to get back together before that. So she was doing anything she could to get a glimpse into what was going on. So she was listening to this show. She was listening to Tony's show, saw the promo, and then bought the show.
Right.
So she said... I just didn't think you were complete scum. You just wanted to burn all bridges.
Yeah, because you were pretty harsh on that show.
Yeah,
it was.
She said, "I'm done. Just keep me off your effing show."
your effing show. You're giving him too much credit, sweetie.
Yeah, she is.
Which of your shows?
Yeah, which one?
Rob Ford's Mike O'Mara show or Rob Ford's Tony Perkins show? They're both great.
So I said, "You know what? You've been done. You didn't love me when you hooked up with this other guy. You took no chance of personal reflection, and you ran to the easiest thing you could find." And these are all like...
A hard you know what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she said, "The sad thing is I wasn't done. You went on dates with other chicks. Not much difference. At least I was honest with you." And then I said, "How could I come back after you hooked up? That would make me a fool." And I said,
That is the truest thing you've said.
That's strong. Mm-hmm. That's a good play.
And I said, "The date wasn't romantic. It was just somebody who would laugh at my jokes and have a fun evening with." And then I said,
You're breathing pretty hard.
I'm nervous. It's just tough
nervous
to reveal
man,
all
nervous.
This. Yeah,
that's fine.
And while I will admit it was wrong to go behind your back, at least I was honest with you, and I was about to fully dedicate myself because I had actually truly fallen for you. It's sappy, but I'm just giving it to
you. Because she wanted to get married.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to get engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's 22. You're 25 and ordering nachos.
And she said, "You haven't grown. You're a child." And then I said, "Actually, you're a child. You're the
sick burn.
I said, bounces off me.
You know, you're afraid to burn. You don't understand." And then I
you're afraid to burn.
What
do we know?
Afraid to reflect on the inability to communicate. You don't understand that hard work is needed for success. You're afraid to progress. All
this
these other things.
And escalating like a moonlighting argument.
It is.
This is like Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd, and they're leading up to. Boning.
So basically everything that, you know, I felt wrong with her, and I said, and then I said, you know, "I told you this truth, and just because you're dissatisfied with this truth."
Dissatisfied?
Yeah.
Okay.
"I told you the truth, and just because you are dissatisfied with the truth that you're living, don't take that out on me."
Okay, so she's living a lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, "Maybe now's the time for your personal reflection on your part."
Mm.
And then I said something really mean. I'm not going to say that.
Just tell us.
No.
We can bleep it out.
I said,
maybe it's time for personal reflection on your part.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You're a monster.
Yeah, I know. And I was pissed at this point. God. We were going off. She was going off on me.
To be fair, he said maybe.
Mm-hmm. You gave her a choice?
Yeah, he did.
Because it's not personal if...
Okay, okay,
Pony!
Enough.
Pony!
Enough.
Yeah. Pony!
Monster. Okay, continue. Okay.
Maddie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, apologize.
That's horrible.
And then her next text to me was, will you come over?
Oh! Whoa!
She was into it.
Because that, she was, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Mm.
And I said...
Was the guy at 7-Eleven she was dating? What happened? Like, and I wasn't available?
They went for a ride?
Yeah.
And I said, if I come over, are you going to have like a team of guys waiting there to jump me and ambush me when I show up?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. We've all seen Animal House. It's Mr. Thoughtful with a dozen roses for you.
And she said, you know what? It crossed my mind, but no.
Well, he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can handle it.
But then...
He couldn't handle her, so but he can handle the guys.
So I waited about 15 minutes to respond, and then she...
Yeah. You know,
he showed her.
He's got a clock. His iPhone has a clock built right in. And he said, 15:00 start.
I'm yep. going to show her.
And then as soon as he heard, he just called her.
I went over there.
Sure you did.
So you waited 15, you said... In the car. What'd you rate?
I said, I'm on my way. And then I didn't want to go in. So we went for a walk. We talked.
Yeah.
We shouted at each other. Basically, she said, the reason I called you over here because I just wanted to see all these terrible things that you said to me if you just say them to my face. So I did.
Oh, she's that's her thing. She's into it. Yeah.
So we did.
Did you use that horrible word again?
Yeah. Oh,
that's exactly what gets her going.
Unhealthy. And very unhealthy. I still think I have Stockholm Syndrome. I'm not sure yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, she might as well.
But, you know, she called me out on all my stuff.
Yeah.
I called her out on all her stuff.
Did the neighbors... I mean, I don't know if you could do this in... You couldn't do that in my neighborhood, and someone would be...
Well, there was like a walking trail that was kind of away.
Okay.
So
you can hide a body?
Yeah.
And keep in mind, remember, it was the kind of neighborhood where people were doing a lot of moving, like house to house.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha,
I'm not sure. It wasn't Beverly Hills.
Go ahead.
And there was then a brief pause... And it was weird because...
How long was the pause?
I don't know.
Because you waited 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It felt like forever.
It felt like forever.
It felt like forever, sure.
And it was weird because that was the first time where we had ever, like, effectively communicated.
Okay.
And it was a moment of bliss that we both, like, really enjoyed.
So what, did you start making out?
No. She said, do you want to go to the store, get a drink, and then go back to your place?
That's her move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She goes to the store, and then it's ankles in the air time.
Exactly. You want to go to the store, and then home to the stirrups?
She did the same thing with that guy.
Yeah.
And so...
just like not 2 weeks earlier.
And so,
I mean, what turns her on? Is it the Slurpee machine? Is it the cheese pump?
Yeah.
What gets her going? Or your horrible words?
My the verbal
God.
Abuse.
So,
I really wish we could name the show that.
So we go back to my place. We talk some more, and it's an odd moment.
You went back to your place.
To my place.
Yeah.
Was right. your sexy Brazilian neighbor there, or your sexy Brazilian roommate?
Guatemalan.
Same thing.
And I think she was there, but we were keeping the volume level down. It was fine, and so we talked, and then basically it got to the point where. She said, listen, I know it's going to take you a long time to get through this or whatever, but, you know, I want you to know that I'm willing to give it another shot.
Oh, God. What happened to the neighbor? The guy she was having sex with not a week earlier.
The side piece.
I mean, he still lives with her father, right?
That's right.
Yeah. They
got it out of their system.
Yeah. And then that was it. And then after... And then after that happened, the attraction just completely went away on both ends.
So the sexual tension, once it was gone...
It was gone.
The relationship was over.
That's it.
I hate to keep referencing Moonlighting, but that's why the show sucked after they had sex. Because the sexual tension was gone, and the forbidden fruit was no longer there.
So you have to go over there and see the guy's Trans Am parked out front.
That's right.
And know that, like, at any moment, she can just break that glass jar and say, ugh. I'm getting into it with Rofo again. Let's try this again.
Yeah, exactly.
As weird as it sounds, I think we've at least worked it out, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, God.
Wow. Well, of course, how could it happen? Never has happened before.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So, again, I ask myself, am I a victim of Stockholm Syndrome? I don't know.
What do your parents say?
They've actually said, you know what? I didn't think it was going to go that way, but if that's what makes you happy, then we'll be supportive.
Oh, God.
So they're useless, too.
Hmm.
I'm going to say this, Rolfo. Right.
Yeah, you're going to pass judgment?
There's something called a fork in the road.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? Where you can either take the next 8 months of 2016 and focus on your career and really build some bridges because that's what you've been doing.
Yes. Right.
Or you could focus on 8 months. I would say it would be 4 months because 4 months is going to be you trying to make sure that this relationship works. And I've been here. And I'm not saying this. I'm not throwing stones at glass houses. I have been here.
Right.
At your age, if I would have taken all those horrible relationships I put myself in, even into my early 30s, and focused all that time and energy into my career, which I think is in a pretty good place,
mm-hmm.
I would have been in such a better place right now. And I've been very blessed.
Right.
Looking back at it now, I wish somebody would have grabbed me and said, hey, man, these decisions you make are going to they're going to affect the trajectory and rate in which you grow as a professional because these unhealthy relationships take work.
They're time vampires.
Yes.
And you got to think about priorities. I mean, I know it's important to be part of a happy relationship. This is a big part of your life. But if it's not a happy relationship,
and it's not healthy.
No, and it's not healthy. It's not a plus. It's a minus. And it's like having to carry extra weight with you
and
all the time.
She, and it's no fault of her own because she's young and it takes certain people a certain amount of time to learn this.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't understand the level of effort it takes to break through in this industry,
mm-hmm.
that you are going to start compromising opportunities and time to be on your A game, which in turn is going to suffer in the long run because you don't want to feel like you're neglecting her.
Yep.
I have been in your shoes and nobody told me this. They said, bad decision, man. Good luck.
Yeah.
Right? My parents told me, what are you doing? And my dad said it best. He said, all those problems that this young lady, and this is a different young lady in your life, because you love so much and you have such a big heart, will start to consume you and they will drag you down.
Valid.
And I completely disregarded his advice, but he was absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about that now?
I say I need to, I mean, it's valid and I appreciate the advice, but I think I need to find that out myself. And to be honest, I'm like you said, I'm a psychopath. And off the air, you've said that I revel in the pain.
Yep.
And, I think to a certain degree, I kind of enjoy it.
You know, Rob Ford, gasoline is flammable. Uh-huh. Pass me the matches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just want to play with a couple of them.
Maddie, you're in your university has 20,000 students.
Like seven.
Oh, seven. Is that small?
Yeah.
American? I didn't realize
only
that.
Okay. Seven students.
7,000
students. Okay.
Have you met a character yet like Rofo on your campus?
I cannot say I have.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good.
And do you, because you're a little younger than his girlfriend, a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because his girlfriend's crazy. It's because she's just young. But if you had a friend, say Rofo and you were friends, it's an imaginary world.
Very imaginary.
in a different land. The advice I gave him, is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Because you want to stop your friend from being in a bad relationship.
Absolutely.
All right.
But you know what? He can't listen. He can't do it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? He has to live the pain for him to really realize what he's facing.
But if you ever, and this is what I'm really scared about.
Okay.
That you will, because it's so volatile.
Right.
That you will make a decision at one point that will change your entire life.
It happens.
And whether it's the decision to call the police when you're getting beat down by her.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you give into her thoughts that it's good to be married before age 26.
Just tread careful. And if you
be very careful.
If you get to a point, both of you, and this, she's probably going to listen to this, both of you. If you ever get to a point where it's going to ever get physical again, because that's unhealthy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Walk away. Leave.
Yeah.
I don't care who wins. That is the best thing I could tell you because I'll tell you that sometimes things escalate and if you can't walk away, you really, you get to a level where you
quicksand.
Yeah, you don't know what can happen next.
The deeper you get, the harder it is to extract yourself.
She's a hothead And then next thing you know, you're dealing with a little more on your record.
Yeah, in a way, you know, in a way, you two are going to be drawn together because of the similarities in your temperament. And that's probably why the breakthrough was rooted in anger. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the first time you communicated, so you say.
And I want
to that's
look,
blissful, and I understand it's great to make a connection. But, I mean, as a disinterested observer, that's not a healthy connection.
And look, and
as solid as it might be.
And to our listening audience, I know these aren't yucks, and this is just some real advice.
Well, yuck in the sense that it's disgusting.
But I have to tell you, man, I'm serious. Like, okay. This is something you have to think about. And if I could get back the years I spent with crazy.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about my past relationship. I'm talking about multiple past relationships. Mm-hmm. If I get them back, I would pay anything for that time.
Time is valuable and fleeting. Very fleeting.
Yeah. And the day you walk in here with a black eye, you, not her, you.
Yeah.
That's the day that we really have to talk about what's going on here.
And the day you walk in here with a black eye pushing a stroller. Even worse.
And the sad part is you're not going to be the girl in Cops, you know, saying, don't take my husband. You're going to be the guy in Cops, don't take my wife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just be careful, man.
All right.
I appreciate that.
We love you.
Thank you.
And keep her far away from here.
And when you do get in fights, let us know. Yeah. Because so we can talk about it here on the show.
Or set up a pay-per-view. Okay, let's do hit the clutch and shift gears. I promised her I'd play this today. You know intern Rachel, she was not in this week.
Yes.
She shares the same birthday as you. Did you know
she
that?
She does?
Yes, she
Aries.
Does. And that's why she took the day she was celebrating her birthday. But even though she celebrated her birthday, she put together another Rachel on the
she
street
delivered.
For us. And you know what's amazing on this? In the past, we started where we sat down, wrote the questions with her, helped her with production. On this one, and I hate to sound jive, I'm proud of her. Came up with her own idea, recorded it, produced it herself, and even had technical trouble with the computer, soldiered through, figured it out herself.
Awesome.
And presented this for us. So ladies and gentlemen, Rachel on the street, the first and worst times.
This is Rachel Ferroni for the Mike O'Meara Show, and I ask people about their first and worst time doing things. Describe your first time getting drunk.
My first time getting drunk was purely a placebo effect. They gave me one beer, and supposedly I was hammered out of my ass.
I threw up on my friend's lap when I was in an Uber, thought I was gonna die, and thought my organs were failing, and screamed at my friends to call me an ambulance, even though I absolutely did not need one at all. All that happened before 9 p.m. I took Jägermeister. I was so obnoxious. The dog was licking me, and I thought it was a person.
I got so drunk on like half a shot. It was embarrassing.
Half a shot.
It was real sad.
The first time I got drunk was Halloween, freshman year. I remember having a lot of fun at the party, but we got back and we had to buy English muffins. So we went to the store, we bought English muffins, and I was sitting on the floor of my friend's room, and I was just getting English muffins shoved in my face, and I kept saying, I'm done with English muffins, but I think I ended up having three that night.
Describe your first kiss.
Oh my God. So my first kiss was with this girl. Her name was Alyssa. Right after she kissed me, she turned out to be a lesbian. So I think I was at Tess, where she's like, nope, don't like guys.
He was so nervous that he like missed my mouth and only kissed the corner of my mouth. So technically it was a kiss, like it touched my lips, but like he missed and it was really sad.
It's probably at a frat party freshman year. I'm just very, like, socially aggressive when I'm drunk.
So I was like, you're cute. And he was like, yeah, you think so? And then I just made out with him. And my friends were like, who are you?
The guy's breath smelled so bad, I told him he had to brush his teeth. I really did. He chewed gum.
What was your first frat party experience?
This girl caught on fire. There was a bonfire. And this guy threw grain alcohol, like a whole handle of grain alcohol into the fire. And it splashed into this girl, and she caught on fire. She was fine.
One time I got super emotional and cried for like an entire party in the bathroom. Just kind of locked myself in there for the night.
Because I'm a psych major, what I hear at every single frat party is, so you know what I'm thinking. And guys think that's a great pickup line, but I just kind of walk away.
For the Mike O'Meara Show, this is Rachel Ferroni.
How about that?
Nice work, Rachel.
I've never been to a frat party. I've been to a lot of parties, but I have never been to any sort of social engagement where someone caught on fire. But anyway, we appreciate that, Rachel. I promised I would run that for
you. Nice work.
Happy belated birthday, okay?
Yes.
We will step away. We're going to mop down Rob Ford, make sure he's alive, check his vitals.
Get the paddle.
And when we get back, Oscar Rotzi. This is the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I am always Gary Stein.
And on tomorrow's episode of the show, Gary tells us about his fear of Mickey Mouse.
Hard to explain.
Are you serious?
I am. I'm sorry.
Also, we're going to play a brand new game. It's Battle of the Bad Songs. The worst songs, battle it out so that we can determine the worst song ever.
Who else would bring you this?
Also, breaking news about our DC Improv performance. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
While you're buying a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
I'm going to buy a t-shirt that says VCT Limo. And let me tell you this.
Nice.
VCT Limo is the absolute best. And when we have a really top-notch Hollywood star like Patton Oswalt in, one of the hardest things, one of the things that I sweat the most is making sure they get to the studio in comfort, in reliable time. You can rely on VCT Limo because they are the best. They serve the entire Washington, D.C. metro area with a beautiful fleet of corporate sedans, SUVs, vans, and limos. Plus, they offer the most reliable service, the most professional chauffeurs, and best of all, affordable rates. So whether it's a wedding, you know what's coming up? Proms.
Yes.
And now that it's springtime, a lot of people are doing the Virginia wine tours, even corporate transport or just a lift to the airport. VCT Limo will get you there in style and comfort, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. 100%, these guys are the best. So the next time you require the best in transportation, contact VCT Limo at 888-868-3492 or online at virginiadclimocarservice.com, where you can make a reservation, look at the fleet, and check the weekly specials. That's Virginia, I'm sorry, that's Washington, D.C., limocarservice.com. VCT Limo, the best, and their owner, Mauricio, personal
Mauricio.
Friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mauricio.
Mauricio.
He is the best.
One
so check
day I'll
him
teach
out.
You.
Well, you know what? He said, read the spot, you can call me Philip. He doesn't care. Now, ladies and gentlemen, oh, it's the highlight of the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's not Friday until we hear the entertainment
That's
news.
Right.
It's Oscar Rodson.
Brought to you by VTC Limo.
VCT. I'll teach
Damn
you
it.
Someday.
VCT Limo. Now, this is probably a better spot overall because we're making sure we get it right.
Exactly.
VTC Limo.
VCT Limo.
VCT Limo. VCT Limo.
You're very close, yeah. All the letters got in there.
Speaking of vehicles, the Tesla Model 3.
Yes.
Would you plunk down $1,000 for a deposit for a vehicle that you may not see for 2 years?
No.
No. Right?
No, I would not. I think that seems a bit rich.
And I'm a rube as well, and I thought I would be into the Tesla Model 3, the affordable Tesla, some would say.
This is their entry-level guy?
$35,000, that's the starting price?
You know what? That's pretty reasonable nowadays.
Yes, and if you are planning for the future and you don't want to wait in line for one of these, today is the day you would have sat in line to make sure you get your deposit in.
Now, here's the thing is while you're waiting in line to get your car, the battery's going to run out. And
this
you don't
true.
Want that to happen. Then you're stuck. She said, do you leave the lights on?
So I was actually curious about this because while it's entertaining overall, the DC Tesla store.
Yes.
Line out the door.
Really?
Line out the door this morning for people that are waiting to put their deposits in.
And once again, we are in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Because they're getting $1,000. That's a year wait, okay?
And I would say probably two.
2 years?
They say it'll be ready in a year, but it's usually two.
Okay, compare that to the Chevy dealership across town.
Yes.
That is going to be selling the same cars for those 2 years, but they don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars that they get to sit on and grow that whole time.
Yeah, it's operating. Yeah,
Elon Musk.
So, I'll say this, that I think they fast-tracked the Model 3 because there's so much competition coming online from American car makers outside of your Chevy and Ford.
Yeah.
And Mitsubishi's coming out with a new vehicle that has a wider range as far as mileage goes per charge.
Oh, bigger battery? So or how do they do that?
They have the technology's getting better.
Okay.
Right? So the Tesla Model 3 will be unveiled today. Yesterday, if you're actually counting the days. It was unveiled, and it'll give you exactly what you want at a decent price point.
Okay, so that's the big advance on this one. How does it compare, say, to a who builds the Volt? Is it the Volt?
A Chevy Volt.
The Chevy Volt.
Yes,
that is a cheaper electric car.
It's styling and well, now
price-wise,
it's a competitive
how does it line
price.
Up?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's really at this point. it's the same, but you're dealing with a company that's been dealing with electric cars since day one, and
best. They invented the industry. They've got the cachet of the name. And now if they can price competitive, the reason you would buy a Chevy Volt is because it's cheaper. That's the only reason.
At this point, probably.
So if they can come down to that price level, then Chevy gets pushed out of the business.
And for those of you out there wondering, well, why do I care? Because you're going to want to care because oil prices are not going to stay low forever.
No, they're coming up already.
So the SUVs of the world will eventually have a hybrid motor, or you will have an electric motor, because it'll simply be cheaper in the long run to do so.
Right.
Right?
Or do what Rob does, just have his girlfriend push.
Or catch a ride in the neighbor's car.
Use some of that crazy strength.
Oh, you love her. God. Speaking of love, Taylor Swift.
Oh, I love her.
Is she pregnant by her boyfriend, longtime boyfriend now, Calvin Harris? Big question mark.
No,
I hope
because
so.
If she's pregnant... The thing about Taylor Swift, she'll start showing after about 4 hours because she's so skinny. We'll know soon.
So we're on the brink of April Fool's. Is this an April Fool's joke? What do you think?
No.
All over the web right now.
What she'll do is she'll have the baby, then break up with it, and then write a record about it, and it'll be a hit.
Now, a similar story was
I don't think she's pregnant.
And it was debunked a few months ago, but it's surfacing again. What do you think?
I think that this might be a gag. Let's see how it plays out. Yeah.
Speaking of sexuality.
And we were.
Have you seen this picture from Kim Kardashian? And she is with the model from the Blurred Lines.
Yes.
Have you seen it? They're both topless.
I saw the with the blocked out. Is there one without that?
You know what's funny? With Mike not here today, someone had to ask that question.
T-O-P-L-E-S, as topless.
I do believe that the Kardashian family has the black bars in the cabinet of the kitchen. They're ready to grab and ready to go.
And everybody's pouncing. And in this picture, they're both in. It looks like a restroom of sorts. Yeah. And they're topless, Kim and the model. And they're both giving the bird to the camera.
Yeah. And the caption is something like, sometimes when we both don't have something to wear, something like that. Something stupidly cutesy. Yeah.
And Piers Morgan is pouncing.
Oh, is he pouncing?
Among many celebrities, because he doesn't understand why these women are using this type of platform to pronounce feminism, right? That we're strong, independent women. And he actually tweets to them, RIP feminism.
Wow.
Yes. So that's the big brawl now on Twitter between Kim Kardashian and Piers Morgan.
A lot of times I don't like to see when celebrities embrace these online feuds, but I think Kim could win this one if she just replied, you're a dick. Because he is. Yeah.
More topless pics, please.
Yes, please.
That's a feud I can get behind.
And keep your clothes on Piers Morgan.
Yeah, he can't.
No, none for that, no.
Do we have time for one more?
One more, please.
Beyonce has just released
Red Hot
A new fitness commercial. Did you know that was happening?
No.
Yeah, a fitness commercial featuring Blue Ivy, her daughter, and she's doing squats.
How old is Blue Ivy now?
Blue Ivy looks to be 3 or 4 years old.
Oh my God, it seems like she was just born, and now she's doing squats.
And it looks to be a line of high couture athletic basic leisure.
Wow.
And I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah.
Right? Because I thought the most expensive you could get was Lululemon.
Yes.
Yeah. But they're coming out with their own line of clothes, it looks like.
Wow. And so for that, you know, is it Bayonne's? Is Solange in on this?
I just want to know how much they cost. Because to give you a perfect example, a high-end hoodie.
Yes.
Can run into the hundreds of, like, $100, $120, $130.
That seems high.
My girlfriend at the time bought me some sweatpants from Lululemon, men's sweatpants.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for qualifying.
Well, because people don't know they sell men's clothing. I didn't know.
Yeah.
They were over $100.
Sweatpants?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
So if that's the price point for a pretty well-known line,
yeah,
what's the price point for these?
I don't know, but if my woman spent that kind of money, I definitely would be sweating. That's I would earn it. Thank you, Oscar.
Send it back.
All right, so...
That's Oscarazzi.
Very, very expensive hoodies in the near future. We will step away when we return. Mike loves to say it. The final audio vault of the week, so you know it'll be good. He says it, not me. It is the Mike O'Mara Show, back after this.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it 1 week at a time with the Mike O'Mara Show. March 11th, 2016, the day Rob Ford delves into his relationship drama on The Bonus Show. The day TMOS listeners lost faith in humanity. The bonus show reveals truths about the TMOS characters that never fail to entertain. But this one left me with so many questions. What drugs did Rofo slip to his ex to get her to date him in the first place? Do people not tell him that he has a face for radio? Is this really how guys talk about their girlfriends to other guys? And how the hell did Rofo land a relationship when I can't? While I don't think I will ever get answers to these questions, I'm glad I'm at least informed enough to ask them. There's only one way to get unfiltered access to the intimate details in the lives of the TMOS gang. Subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show so Rofo and the rest of the crew can disappoint you too. More to come.
You know, I know that a lot of people don't care how I prepare for the show, but you should know the promos are selected before the content is.
Yep. It's like so, you're Nostradamus.
Yeah, sometimes, Rob Stradamus steps in.
Well done.
It is a great time of year to get everything you need on Amazon. How are they doing, Oscar?
Look, I'll say this, that, and I'm not going to Tammy Faye Baker you.
Oh, you're
or
not
Jim Baker you.
Sell us. Oh, my God, the bonus show this week.
Wait until you listen.
You'll
totally understand.
I was almost going to reference something that wouldn't make any sense. Got to listen to the bonus show.
So,
focus on Jim Baker.
But I'll say this. Every purchase counts.
Yes.
And whether you're shopping for yourself, shopping for a gift, shopping for your office, that really, really helps us. If you're shopping on Amazon in any manner, please use our portal on MikeOMaraShow.com. Or you can bookmark our link with our little code there and shop through that link.
Mm-hmm. Just do it. Once you bookmark it, it's easy. You won't even think about
it. Boom, bam, there you go.
And everything helps out. It is, believe it or not, the easiest and best way to support this show.
Can't thank you enough.
So thank you kindly. And now let us open the audio vault for April Fool's Day. You were telling the truth about your girl, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, that wasn't a gag of some sort?
No.
Okay. Because you know what?
I wish it was.
Well, me too. Okay. Jimmy Kimmel did a great thing this week talking about the it seems like more and more places weed is legal. And so they're starting to actually advertise weed in places where it's legal.
Oh.
So, you know, they can, I don't think they can do television or radio, but the word is getting out.
They can do podcasts.
Podcasts.
Get at us.
Am I right?
Yes.
Anyway, so here's the commercial.
We are punch drunk at this.
That's right. All right. Weekend's here, man. Here it is. Oh my gosh. Time to buy some mom weed.
When you're a busy mom like me, your job is never done. That's why I've got a special something to get me through the day. Mom weed. For moms who toke up on the go. Because let's face it, taking a fat rip off some dank ass ganj makes doing laundry, changing diapers, cooking, doing more laundry, changing more diapers, cooking again, almost bearable. I mean, I probably would have left Darren and the kids ages ago if I wasn't in here getting high as a kite all the time. Like, why do they think I go to the laundry room so much? Do they really think I do that much f***ing laundry?
I got married so young.
Mom? Come on in, honey.
Mom, what are you doing in here?
Mama's blazing, honey. Mama's blazing.
That's good.
I liked it until the jingle. Then I loved it.
We joke now, but mark my words, within 5 years, there will be similar ads.
Of course.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Grandpa's weed. That's right. What's for the soft weed? And now in menthol. Kiefer Sutherland, remember we talked about, probably a couple weeks ago, he's working on a country album.
Yes.
And he was trying out some of the music in clubs. The first preview single has dropped. And you know what? To me, it sounds like a real country record. I like Kiefer Sutherland. Mm-hmm. I like his work.
Let's hear it.
What he's done. This is called Not Enough Whiskey.
Steady hands start to shake for the hurt you can't take because it's done.
It's a little Bob Dylan-y, maybe.
I love
it,
man.
It's great.
You're right. If I had a tumbler of whiskey.
Yeah, not enough whiskey.
Not enough whiskey in the world tonight.
And a Christmas tree to jump into.
But anyway, I'm eager to hear where it goes. I would like to hear his vocal on an upbeat record, but this is the first single, Not Enough Whiskey.
That is awesome.
Pretty cool. And you know, I think that 24 might have been the first appointment television that I was really, really into.
I had never gotten into 24.
I was on it the first season. Yeah. By accident, I watched the first episode, and before everyone was into it, I remember that's when the Don and Mike show was traveling back and forth to New York City, and one night they were going to some fabulous restaurant or something. I said, I can't go. Mike says, what? I said, 24 is on tonight. He says, are you high? I said, you got to see this show.
I'm going to, once I grab, there's a list of things I want to do once I'm done with school.
Right.
Is I want to catch up on these phenomenal shows that I just never had. Either we were doing nights on the radio, just
they get away
time,
from you. Yeah, right? 24 season one is, I think, kind of TV that will hold up 20 years from now. Okay, cool. It was fantastic. All right, moving on. I used to check groceries, and I was good. I was fast, and I was not overly personable with the crowd. Mm-hmm. I didn't like do a show with them, right? Mm-hmm. That's why this guy's a dick. This is trending on YouTube right now. He's a guy at Walmart, and he does shtick as Shaggy and Scooby while he checks people out. This would make me just feel ill at ease.
Like a long time ago when me and Scoob were, like, getting scared by monsters, he kind of said he didn't like this type of thing anymore.
Yeah, it was too scary.
Like, so we applied a job at Walmart, and we were like, we can get paid in food.
Sounds like a pedophile.
Yeah.
It sounds a little too needy, doesn't it?
But it's because we know that that could be done better.
Yeah, true enough.
We have Mike that could really do that voice.
Yeah, but
right?
Mike doesn't know the code for bananas. So yeah, it's
true. That guy's a hack.
He is a hack. That's the problem right there. All right, this is one thing I've been sitting on for a while, and I'm going to need Pony's help on this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a show called Highway Through Hell. Do you have a guilty pleasure TV show
that's on right now?
Or just one that you watch?
The one that I'm ashamed of is certainly it's the Kardashians, and then they have a show afterwards.
Yes.
That talk about the Kardashian staff. For some reason, it's on the tip of my tongue, and I will watch it in secret because the Kardashians are over, and then that show comes on, and Shannon will have gone and take a shower or something, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm Dash Dolls, and then Dash Dolls comes on, and I'm like, oh, and that's and to be fair to Rofo, it's right up his alley. A lot of conflict.
Yeah.
A lot of hot chicks that have issues with their boyfriends.
Do they hit the boyfriends?
No, but there's a lot of fighting. And a lot of incestuous dating.
Okay, well, not literally incestuous.
No,
not,
but, you know, within the staff.
Yeah, within the circle. Yeah. The show that I'm ashamed of is called Tyler Henry Hollywood Medium.
You should be ashamed of that.
Where this? Are you familiar with him, Maddie? Yeah, that's a young fellow.
No, that's why you guys get along.
Good-looking young guy, amazingly still single, but he goes to Hollywood stars that you've not thought of in many years. Like, did you know there was three Lawrence brothers?
No, I did not.
Yeah, there is a third Lawrence brother, and he comes and he's just a fabulous young man, and he tells their fortune, and I love watching it because it's so bad. Pony's guilty pleasure is called Highway Through Hell. What's this about, Matthew?
Well, it's about tow truck drivers up in Canada, and that's really all that matters.
All right. Here is this was a clip that he liked enough that he gave it to me. Mm-hmm. This is Rob. Rob has a job dealing with chickens.
Rob is stepping up to new responsibilities.
By the way, how is it that every reality show sounds exactly alike?
It's the same voice guy. And just like in the bonus show, there's the same voice guy.
Exactly, and same music too. All right, once again, Rob's chicken job.
Rob is stepping up to new responsibilities.
Jamie put me in charge of the flying.
It's not the first time Rob's been in charge of a crew. The first time was on a chicken farm.
And my job was basically to make sure that nobody was playing football with the chickens, with the dead chickens. Farmers don't like it. It doesn't matter if the chicken's deceased or not, but you're horsing around, you're on the farmer's time.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there, Matt.
Okay.
But remember, his main job was to make sure they weren't using the chickens as footballs, whether or not they were alive or dead.
And this show was green-lighted?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got like a 9.5 on TV.com somehow.
What about the regulars?
They're on their fifth season.
So sad.
Oh, my God. You know what, Oscar? Soon, baby. Soon.
Still hope.
Maybe if you could work in a story about chicken and football.
They're going to have to recast me by that point.
All right, and then let's finish up with Seth Meyers. You know, it's still not really resolved what happened with Donald Trump's campaign manager and that reporter. It's nasty business.
Donald Trump suggested this morning that his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, who has been accused of harshly grabbing a reporter at a rally, could have just been keeping her from falling down. Sure. And Bill Cosby was just helping those ladies get a good night's sleep.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Rob Ford.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you. Good luck, my friend. Yeah. Thank you.
You know, Oscar,
I genuinely do want it to work.
Okay,
I really
too.
Do.
I was thinking, remember how you said that all of this stuff might really hamper his broadcasting career? It's not hurting ours. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeOMaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or record, send it to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, send it along to Rob, it's Rob with two B's, at MikeOMaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For me, Rob Spiewak, and him, Oscar Santana, and Pony, and Rob, and Maddie, it's Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again next week for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't miss the bonus show this week. It's fantastic. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.